But it was not, in fact, the end. When we returned to the mansion, and I began to say good night, and the other guests to leave, Lawrence said, "Come with me a minute," in that tone of voice, "that this is something special I want to show you." And I found myself going downstairs with Lawrence, Nash, and Liz, down through the kitchen, down, into what I thought was going to be the wine cellar. It turned out to be the most unique sight of my life, a fallout shelter for 100 people. It appeared to me to be better equipped than the one under the White House. There were stacked bunks, either two or three in a stack, depending on the height of the ceiling, stores of canned goods, a few games and Bibles and writing materials, very compact toilet facilities, a generator, water storage, even an escape hatch, with Lawrence rather wryly explaining that if for any reason you want to try it outside, you can turn these screws and go up. They began it, he said, when they received a letter from President Kennedy, one sent out, I gather, to many, many citizens, urging their consideration for protective measures in case of fallout. And Lawrence explained that he believed that if a war did come, that not everybody would be killed, there would be somebody who would survive, and it would be those who had tried, who had made an effort, who had planned. Walt Rostow said, "If the world is going to start over, it couldn't do better than to start with the Rockefellers." And on that note, the day ended.